This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored India's commitment to deepening economic ties with Cyprus as he addressed the business roundtable in Limassol during his official visit. The Prime Minister said that Cyprus has long been a trusted partner of India.
साइप्रस लंबे समय से हमारा विश्वसनीय पार्टनर रहा है और भारत में यहाँ से उल्लेखनीय निवेश भी हुआ है. कई भारतीय कंपनियों ने भी साइप्रस को यूरोप का गेटवे के रूप में ही देखा है. आज आपसी व्यापार 150 मिलियन डॉलर पहुंच गया है, लेकिन हमारे रिश्तों की वास्तविक क्षमता इससे बहुत अधिक है.
Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Gazette notification of the 16th census will be issued today. The census will include caste enumeration for the first time. In a social media post, the Home Minister said as many as 34 lakh enumerators and supervisors and around 1.3 lakh census functionaries will conduct the operation with cutting-edge mobile digital gadgets. The Home Minister yesterday reviewed the preparation for the forthcoming census with the Union Home Secretary and other senior officials in New Delhi. The first meeting of the high-level committee set up by the government to investigate the Ahmedabad plane crash will be held this afternoon in New Delhi. The committee will be chaired by the Union Home Secretary. The members of the high-level multidisciplinary committee includes Secretary Ministry of Civil Aviation, senior officials from Home Ministry, officials of Home Department and State Disaster Response Authority of Gujarat, Police Commissioner of Ahmedabad, Director General of Inspection and Safety in the Indian Air Force, and Director General of Bureau of Civil Aviation Security. The committee will submit its report within 3 months. The war between Iran and Israel is in its fourth day of direct hostilities as international diplomatic activity is in full swing to prevent the conflict from engulfing broader West Asia. While ongoing military operations have killed dozens of people and caused widespread destruction, a complex matrix of behind-the-scenes negotiations is underway among world powers and regional actors desperately trying to contain the crisis. Iran has launched missile strikes on Israeli cities, with rockets striking Haifa and injuring at least 15 in Israel's National Emergency Service. The attacks were launched as residents in Tehran reported shaking explosions throughout the capital city, with Iranian officials confirming missile strikes in the Niavaran and Tajrish neighborhoods in the northern part of the city. The Indian embassy in Tehran is continuously monitoring the security situation and engaging Indian students in Iran to ensure their safety. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that in some cases, students are being relocated with embassy's facilitation to safer places within Iran. The ministry added that other feasible options are also under examination. The embassy is also in touch with community leaders regarding welfare and safety. In West Bengal, over 1,000 shops were reportedly destroyed in a massive fire last night in Kolkata's Khidirpur market area. The fire broke out around 2 a.m. More than 20 fire tenders brought the blaze under control. According to the fire department, various shops, including rice godowns, have been destroyed. West Bengal Minister of Fire and Emergency Services Sujit Basu visited the spot and assured all necessary help. Local residents alleged that the delay in the arrival of the fire tenders increased the severity of the fire. Three college students drowned in Charlotte Lake in Mathiran near Mumbai in Maharashtra yesterday. The victims, including a minor, were part of a group of 10 students from Koparkherne in Navi Mumbai who had gone on a monsoon trip. Our correspondent reports that one of the students accidentally slipped and fell into the lake. In an attempt to rescue him, two of his friends jumped in but were also dragged under and drowned. Torrential rain lashed Ratnagiri district overnight, causing waterlogging, overflowing rivers and disruptions in transportation. Areas like Kher, Chiplun and Rajapur have been severely impacted, with some homes and shops flooded. The IMD has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall on the west coast of the country. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist R.K. Jainamani said that Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and Gujarat are expected to experience thunderstorms with gusty wind and light in the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.